Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Vice President Mike Pence is campaigning in North Carolina today, despite two of his top aides testing positive for the coronavirus. Pence and his wife, Karen, tested negative, and Pence said he would continue campaigning. And in Kinston, North Carolina today, he rallied the crowd to vote.
I want you to get up tomorrow morning, if you haven't already got it done, and vote, North Carolina. Vote to reelect President Donald Trump to the White House.
Trump campaigned in New Hampshire this afternoon. Meanwhile, as the number of confirmed coronavirus cases rises in many parts of the country, Democratic candidate Joe Biden's running mate Kamala Harris campaigned in Detroit today, telling the crowd Trump isn't taking it seriously.
This week alone, nationally, we are breaking records for the number of people that are contracting a deadly virus. And this administration fails to take personal responsibility.
There are more than 8.6 million confirmed cases of the coronavirus in the U.S., with more than 225,000 deaths, that according to data from Johns Hopkins University. Nearly 500,000 Pacific Gas and Electric customers will lose power in Northern California. The nation's largest utility announced planned power shutoffs in an effort to prevent wildfires with extreme weather in the forecast. NPR's Kat Lonsdorf has more.
PG&E is taking preemptive measures across 36 counties until severe weather has passed. Winds of up to 70 miles per hour and bone-dry conditions are expected, the perfect combination for wildfires in a state that has already experienced record-breaking burns this year. Downed power lines have sparked deadly fires in California, including the 2018 Camp Fire, which destroyed the town of Paradise. This year has been unprecedented for wildfires across the country, as climate change has made fire season both longer and more destructive. Kat Lonsdorf, NPR News.
Snow is coming down in many areas across the West today. Some places that need it the most are the fires in Colorado. But as Carly Huckles from member station KUNC reports, it's causing unexpected problems.
The East Troublesome Fire grew to 192,000 acres yesterday, fueled by strong winds ahead of the cold front that's already brought a lot of snow to the state. Whiteout conditions have been reported in some areas, and a winter storm warning is in effect. These cooler temperatures with higher humidity percentage are helping crews suppress and contain fires around the state, but are threatening firefighters' access to the roads and trails to continue their efforts. Evacuated homes are facing problems like pipes freezing and other winter hazards. One county has even shut down two water districts and their systems to help mitigate the potential damage. For NPR News, I'm Carly Huckles in Loveland, Colorado.
And you're listening to NPR News. Tens of thousands of demonstrators in Belarus are back in the streets demanding longtime leader Alexander Lukashenko step down, as they have for many weeks. As NPR's Lucian Kim reports, this time the opposition is threatening a nationwide strike tomorrow.
Activists reported dozens of arrests when police dispersed protesters in the capital Minsk with stun grenades. Belarusians have been protesting since August, when Alexander Lukashenko claimed a landslide victory over opposition candidate Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, whom he then forced into exile. Tikhanovskaya has issued an ultimatum that Lukashenko step down, or the country will go on strike starting Monday. The European Union and the United States do not view the August election as free and fair. In a phone call with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Saturday, Lukashenko reiterated that Russia is his closest ally and will respond to any outside threats. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.
Tropical storm Zeta has stalled in the Western Caribbean, but the National Hurricane Center says the storm is strengthening, and it's likely to become a hurricane by the time it nears Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, where it's expected to drop heavy rain along with the strong winds. The storm system, a very large one, has outer bands that are already dumping heavy rain on Jamaica and Honduras, and South Florida is now under a flood watch. Crude oil prices are trading lower in overnight Asian trading, down 1.8% at $39.12 a barrel. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.